You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back. Third and final hour now upon us, and David Duke is our guest, former member of the Louisiana State Legislature, former Republican nominee for...
Isn't that serendipity? I think I was saying, David, I think it may be time for you to resurrect your political career. Things seem to be trending in your direction down in Louisiana.
Former Republican nominee for governor, Republican nominee for United States Senator, and as I always say, we got to make this quick tonight. I say it every week. David Duke is a close personal friend, really a family friend, and so if anybody in the media wants to write about us having him on tonight, don't cheapen it by saying we interviewed him. Be sure to say he's a close personal family friend of the Edwardses. And with that said, David, welcome back. There's so much to get to this evening.
Yeah, there is. I just listened to the news, and just a perfect example of that is they're talking about this couple that was arrested for getting money, $600,000 from this oil firm in Azerbaijan. And it was interesting to listen to that because they're charged with the Justice Department, and yet we had Joe Biden's son get millions of dollars from a Jewish oil company in Ukraine, which is obviously to buy interest, to buy influence with the President of the United States. But I don't think the son's been indicted for that. I don't think the President has been either.
All right. Well, I mean,
what a surprise.
That's certainly something we could get into if only time would permit. But it's
a
great point
tonight. But it's
well, let me ask you this. It's certainly a subject, and I appreciate you shedding more light.
And by the way, that firm, that Burisma firm, was completely Jewish owned, to control Kolomoisky and the other guy. They're both Jewish supremacists. And
am I not surprised?
And you know something else? It's this war, and this is a subject of tonight because we're going to get into all this. And we'll talk about Palestine, and we'll talk about Ukraine, and we'll talk about communism, and we'll talk about Holocausts and the Holodomor, and we'll talk about the real enemy of Christian America and European Americans and European Europeans and really all the people of the earth. And it's so vital to understand some real basics and not for any of our people to be fooled that the truth is, the Palestinians aren't our enemies. The Palestinians have not been the ones who destroyed our educational system for the forced integration. They've not been the ones that supported affirmative action in this country, massive racial discrimination. They've not been the ones who've opened our borders. And the truth is, the same
New York,
right, exactly. The same Jewish NAACP, and it was a Jewish NAACP, that worked to destroy European-American rights and freedoms in this country, the same ones that opened our gates, like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Just remember, we just went through a literal proof that America is truly under Jewish dictatorship in this country. Schumer is head of the Senate, and the President of the United States, he's demented. He doesn't even basically know who his wife is half the time. He is controlled completely by these Jews. Both of his chiefs of staff have been Jews, Jewish Zionists. Six of the seven most important cabinet positions, including our Secretary of State, Treasury Department, head of the Justice Department, they've been Jews. And it's just really amazing to think about this power structure they have. In terms of money, 18 of 20 of the biggest contributors to Hillary Clinton, 8 of 9 of the biggest contributors of Biden, 7 of 8 of the biggest single giant billionaire contributors in terms of the midterm elections, which helped the Democrats take control of the Senate and affect the House, actually, the election before that. They are all Jewish billionaires. And they're only 2% of the population, but they're the vast majority of the biggest billionaire contributors. Now, the same people who are supporting and lying about Israel and not pointing out that this is an absolute genocide going on against the people of Gaza. And by the way, this Jewish state of Israel, it must be said, must be clear. In fact, Tucker interviewed a Christian pastor in the West Bank of Palestine, Palestinian, very white guy too, by the way. A lot of them are white. And are certainly they're, you know, they're of European descent. They look like they come from Greece or Spain or Italy or whatever, but they're, you know, they're good guys. And he pointed out that in Israel has a law that any evangelical Christian church is breaking the law and can get 5 years in prison for trying
to evangelize over there.
Exactly. And Tucker had him. In fact, that was very brave of Tucker to have him on there, right? Israel is an anti-Christian state. Now, we went to war basically against none other than Syria. And Syria is a country that actually has Christians in the cabinet. There are no Christians in the cabinet of Israel. We have an Israeli state where Christian priests, pastors, religious leaders and volunteers, they are spit upon by Jews in the street. They are attacked. They are murdered. In fact, they even attack Christian churches in Gaza. And they kill Christians going to Christian church. It's one of the oldest Christian churches in the world. It really is important to understand, if you just go back and read your New Testament, folks, if you just go back and read the words of Jesus Christ and the apostles and the people who gave us the New Testament, you'll understand the greatest enemies. Not only were they the people who, in effect, tried to murder or tried to destroy, kill. Of course, he came back to life because of the power of God, but and the power of himself was resurrected. But the truth is, that's exactly what Jesus was talking about in John 8:44. Where he's talking to the Jewish elite. You have Jewish elite in America today, in Israel, and in America just like you had back then. And in that, in John, and by the way, in that chapter is interesting because Jesus Christ makes it very clear that he comes down on the side of truth and the ability to speak truth. And the most, one of the most valuable quotations ever used in defense of freedom of speech was uttered by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he was arguing with these rabbis and the goyim were around too listening, and he says, quote, he said, "Ye shall know the truth, and only the truth can make you free." And then later in the same chapter, he has the most damning, and this would be called anti-Semitic words by the new law that was passed by our Congress.
Prosecuted under the new law.
Yes, absolutely. He said, Let me finish the quote first. He said, quote, I just listen to this quote. This is punishable. And this is a criminal offense according to the new law. And you could even be kicked out of school for this. You could lose your funding for a university if you said something like this. This is what Jesus Christ told the leaders of the Jews, the Pharisees. He said, quote, "Ye and ye fathers are the sons of the devil, and the lusts of ye fathers ye will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh as the father of all lies. And that's what we're getting in our media. It's the Jewish media that controls us, which is open our gates, which has demonized white people, which has got us into these wars, which supported communism. The same New York Times that made all these lies up about Palestinians beheading Jewish babies and putting babies in ovens, which was all a lie, and systematic rapes of Palestinians. It was all a lie, and it's been exposed as lies in the New York Times. This is the same New York Times that hid the 7 to 11 million Christians that were slaughtered by Jewish Bolsheviks like Lazar Kaganovich in what was called the Holodomor. The same Jews that killed 20 to 30 million Christian Russians. These are the same people, the same newspaper that covered up and defended and promoted communism. This is the same New York Times that 2 years ago ran an early April edition with a full-page headline, "Happy birthday, Karl Marx, the father of communism." That's who Karl Marx was, of course. You were right. This is the New York Times. Don't get confused, anybody. The Palestinians are not our enemies. The people who are supporting Israel, they are the same enemies that are destroying Europe, that are destroying America. And unless we don't understand, if we don't understand this, we don't understand anything.
All right, hold on.
And
right,
any Christian, so-called Zionist is an enemy of Jesus Christ and the message of Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I appreciate you saying all that. I agree. I got to ask you this, though, before we come up on the first break, before we get too far removed from it. You were talking about the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and there's the music. Just a quick yes or no. Damn it. Okay, we'll have to get to this in the next
Well, that's
second.
Fine. We'll go into it because we'll show how biased.
We got plenty of time. We got the whole rest of the hour with the one and only David Duke. But I want to know and be thinking about this. Does this proposed law, which is only a formality before it gets codified by the Senate and then signed into law by Biden, does it only apply to college campuses? That's the question.
Hey friends, James Edwards here again to remind you that Antelope Hill Publishing is America's premier provider of dissident literature. They print books that mainstream publishers are too afraid to touch, providing you with information you need to challenge the status quo. Whether your interests include contemporary dissident politics, history that would otherwise be censored or slandered, philosophy, or exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you'll find plenty to love in the Antelope Hill catalog, which includes books such as Generation 68, The Elite Revolution and Its Legacy, about the elite-driven cultural revolution of the 1960s, which transformed America. Whitey on the Moon, about the demise of the space program due to diversity. The Sword of Christ, which argues for restoring Christianity as the foundation of the West and combating heresies like Christian Zionism. Speeches by Mussolini and other historical figures, and much more. With new titles added every month, there's no doubt that they have something for everyone. So check out their catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
When I knew we were going to be talking about this situation, David Duke was the first person on my list to call, and I'm thankful for him being here with us tonight. David, there's so much we still have to get to this hour. Let me set the table for you, and then we'll let you feast. But I got to read this, because I have to admit to you, my friend, that I have a little bit of Schadenfreude watching all of this unroll, because on one hand, you have the woke, you have the former Antifa contingent. They're protesting this. And they're getting bonked in the head. I mean, on one hand, they're raising awareness of Israel, which what's going on in Israel.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But on the other hand, they're getting beaten down, which, you know, I also like to see. But here, I want to read to you just a couple. This is just three paragraphs of our friend Brad Griffin's observations of this from his perch at Occidental Dissent. .com, and then I want you to respond to this. And he writes this: the TikTok ban, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, and the police crackdown on college students are all part of the crackdown on young activists left by the liberal establishment. The same useful idiots who toppled Confederate monuments, who rioted over BLM, over George Floyd, and who fought with the alt-right for years are now being crushed by their liberal masters. These people were dumb enough to believe that they were the ones holding the whip. Generally speaking, they don't understand why Israelis can starve Palestinians to death and lynch Palestinians or carpet bomb children. My Microsoft.
Of course, I don't understand because we've never.
Microsoft Word just crashed, so I'll let you take it from there because
Of course, they don't understand because that's true. Because everybody, it's obvious to get almost to everybody that why is Jew, or Jews, why is Israel being treated differently than any other country? And why does the same Jewish media that condemn the United States of America for being, you know, a white country, why the same ones that hate white people and try to replace our population, why is this the same Jewish media and the same Jewish intelligentsia, you know, I'd say, the same Jews in the New York Times when David Brooks said the Jewish takeover of America, the takeover of the American elite, these are the same Jews. So people are saying, why does Israel get this pass? Well, they get the pass
because they control
because the people who are directing the destruction of European mankind are the same people who are murdering those little Palestinian children, both Christian and Muslim. And that's a fact. And they're also murdering, at least by now, 500,000 young Christian Ukrainian men have been died or emasculated and destroyed. Their families have been destroyed, as well as many Russians, in a war that's a Jewish war. And by the way, I have to say this. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. My father was a veteran from the war when he was alive. All these men, I respect veterans. I respect American patriots. But not every war America gets in was a good war. And I agree with Patrick Buchanan, as you've talked about before, my good friend James, that this was a war that cost the lives of 70 million Europeans. And this was a war that could have been averted.
And the Jews love all of that, David, because white Gentiles are killing other white Gentiles, that's a good enough reason.
Hey, it's always divide and conquer. You understand that. And it's always divide and conquer. But here's the deal. This is an opportunity, actually. Because first of all, we have to understand anything that weakens Jewish power and the Jewish power over this country. And in fact, anything, I must be very strict about this and very hardcore about this. The truth is, we don't want a powerful American federal government. The government of this country, the more power it has, the more arms it has, the more police it has, the more intelligence agencies it has, the more threat to the freedom and the very existence of the people in this country. When people said it was really terrible that Biden got out of Afghanistan and all those weapons were lost to the Taliban, a good friend of mine, Dr. Slattery, on my show said, you know what? He said, I'm really glad. I'm glad those weapons didn't come back to the United States because they've been used on us, like at the people that went to the Capitol or something, which didn't do any revolution. They just were protesting. Because you got to understand something, folks. Everybody listening has got to understand that the government of the United States wants to wipe you and your children out, and they want to wipe your seed out, just like the Jews were dedicated to wiping the seed out of the Palestinians.
And they want to wipe us out because our government is run by Jews.
All right, now I got to say this. I finally got my Microsoft Word back up. These campus protesters, and that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about, David, because you did a little campus protest of your own back at LSU, and it was a totally different thing. But these people have fooled around, and now they're finding out who wields power in this country. And when they were only protesting Confederate monuments and white patriarchy or whatever, they were coddled and allowed. But now these people are supposed to stay in their lane and
exactly
use it to go against Trump supporters. Now that they're doing this against Israel's interests,
stop preaching and started meddling.
Well, now that you've got these troopers going in and bonking them in the head,
it's about time that people began to realize what's really going on. And I feel sorry for our police. They're put right in the middle. A lot of those police officers, they have to deal with other issues of the criminality in this country all the time. But here's the problem. Police have always been used by the establishment. They get paid by the establishment. They get promotions by that. And if they don't go along with the establishment and they go to the other side, they're liable to get prosecuted themselves or himself put in jail. And then when the police officer,
white
police officer goes to jail. Yes. So it's at least that. And without going to jail yourself, look at the white officers have been put in jail for something to defend themselves from black criminals. It's really amazing before these black juries. Now, I'm not saying that all blacks are terrible. I'm not saying that all whites are great. I do believe absolutely in equal rights. I believe that the best qualified should get the job, promotion, scholarship. I've always worked for that. I don't believe we should forcibly integrate our schools. I don't believe we should I don't think we should have open borders and make us outnumbered in our own country. Let me just read for you a second just to get an idea what Gates shared. Gates, the congressman, on his Twitter feed. So he quoted, actually, and proved that this bill, which was passed by the House of Representatives, overwhelmingly so-called Christians, right, and stupid Christian Zionists, and which makes a special thing for Jews. Again, Jews are the elite. Jews are like, they are the new gods that are ruling over us, right? And the funny thing is, they're Antichrist. And but anyway, this is what he says. He points out a couple of quotations from the New Testament that says this act makes it illegal and a violation of the law to talk about how the Jews, as an organized group, the Jewish leaders, killed Jesus Christ. So he quotes Acts and also Thessalonians. Let me give the quotes real quickly. He says this, Acts 4:10, be it known to you all and all the people, that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, talking about Jews, of whom God raised from the dead by him against the standing before you, or before you all, says the people of Israel. It goes on in Acts 3:14, you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. And remember, folks, the Jews crucified Jesus Christ. Let me give you the quote from John that we quoted earlier again, so you remember this now. Jesus says, you and ye father are the sons of the devil. The lust ye father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Sounds similar, right? And let's not forget that, what was he talking about there? This was just a few days before they murdered himself, Jesus Christ, or they tried to, you know. He was crucified. Thank God he was resurrected. But I mean, this is it. He said, quote, for your brethren became imitators of the churches of God, which are in Judea. Sounds like the Zionists, you know, the so-called Christian Zionists. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and oppose all men
all right.
by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they may be saved. If this isn't happening today, what is happening today? Isn't the most common quote of the New Testament, and no one spake of him, Jesus Christ, for fear of the Jews?
For fear of the Jews. You know, people joke about, you know, I don't know if it's a joke that the most anti-Semitic book ever written was the New Testament, but let me ask
that's
you,
what Jews
is Marjorie
say.
Taylor, is Marjorie Taylor Greene correct that quoting the Bible, as you just did, will be a criminal offense? And this is the question I have.
It is a criminal offense by what's passed by the House.
But there is some... debate, or maybe some misunderstanding. I don't know which, and I don't know because I haven't read it. I don't know.
Well, I'll try to clarify.
Is it just on college campuses where
no,
this
no,
will
no,
be applied?
No. It's not just on college campuses. This is all. It's simply an act. I can quote it, and it's about. It says to provide for the consideration, the definition of anti-Semitism set forth by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance for the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education, programs, activities, or for any other purposes. So it's anything to do with civil rights. It's anything to do with whether you go to school and that you can get your tuition or you can get help from the government, or even they're even trying to use this thing. They're already talking about using these things to go against keeping any sort of person that says anything against the Jews from getting a loan for university.
What will the Supreme Court do with this, David? Are they going to stand by and allow
I have no
the First
confidence
Amendment to
be in the repealed? Supreme Court. Look, the Supreme Court of the United States in 1979, after 200 years after the original Constitution was adopted, made it illegal for us to have a nativity scene or a Christian symbol, Christian cross up on the public ground, even at Christmas time, for God's sakes. But the same decision specifically said you could put Jewish menorahs up, which they do have in front of the White House.
All right, but
Jewish
I mean,
rabbis.
This is criminalizing the New Testament, though. If this is what it is, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, well, they already did criminalize the New Testament. But they don't criminalize. They don't criminalize the Jewish massacres of Christians.
The Talmud.
And by the way, I want to make something really clear to people. Christ really made very clear. I mean, God, I believe God sent his son and Jesus Christ came to make sure the record was straight, because the new covenant is the new covenant. The people who accept Christ are now the chosen of God, not the Jews.
That is his chosen people. That is correct. I 100% agree. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They have resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600, according to an Associated Press review. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After a Thursday bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Arizona State Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
The Honorable Cause of Free South is a collection of 12 essays written by Southern nationalist authors. The book explores topics such as what is the Southern nation, what is Southern nationalism, and how can we achieve a free and independent Dixie. The Honorable Cause answers questions on our own terms. The book invites readers to understand for themselves why a free and independent Dixie is both preferable and possible. The book pulls in some of the biggest producers of pro-South content, including James Edwards, the host and creator of The Political Cesspool, and Wilson Smith, author of Charlottesville Untold, Arkansas congressional candidate and activist Neil Kumar, host and creator of the Dissident Mama podcast, Rebecca Dillingham, author of A Walk in the Park, My Charlottesville Story, Identity Dixie's Patrick Martin, and yours truly, Michael Hill, founder and president of the League of the South, as well as several other authors. The Honorable Cause is available now at Amazon.com.
Back with the one and only David Duke, ladies and gentlemen. DavidDuke.com. I mean, this guy was at the pinnacle of power very nearly, and I mean very nearly.
He was at the genesis of the movement, and there's no one better informed on all the issues that white nationalists.
I don't know why I haven't been back on Tucker. I mean, all these things that they talk about almost every day, just like Trump's statements about anti-whiteism in America. I mean, I was the first Republican, the first major person, most well-known person in America that defended the rights of white people and the discrimination going on against white people. And by the way, that's not white supremacy, and it's not hatred for white people to want to be treated fairly. And the truth is, not only are white people being discriminated against in favor of less qualified, different black minorities, but in the universities, which is very critical in terms of the leadership of the country and the power in the country, Jews are 14 times overrepresented, more than their ability, by the way, by their test scores, warrant over white kids in the Ivy League, which is like an absolute silver bullet.
Ron Unz brought that out very well in his 2012 article based on Duke talent search scores. 60% of those people, just the same amount as the percentage of the population, were white Gentiles, and only 2% were Jews. But on the other hand, 33 1/3% of the admissions to those select Ivy League colleges went to Jews.
Keith still wished he got into Vanderbilt instead of Ole Miss.
No, look, I want to bring the, you know, just like the South will rise again, I'd love to be able to sue for that of having my whole career sidetracked.
We didn't do a show since the impeachment thing, too. We got to mention this for a moment for your followers and listeners.
You were on earlier this year.
Yeah, but I think
that's not enough, though.
but remember now, it's really important to emphasize again that when this impeachment of Mayorkas was dismissed by the Jewish dictator of the Senate, Mr. Schumer, who calls himself guardian. Schumer means guardian of Israel, by the way. Not America. That's what he told the AIPAC people. But when he dismissed this case without even a trial, he violated clearly the express provisions of the Constitution of the United States, because the Constitution says that the House of Representatives will investigate anybody they deem impeachable. They vote on it, and once they send the vote over to the Senate, then the Senate is instructed by the Constitution to have a trial. There was no trial. There was no discussion.
Well, of course, the Constitution was written by a bunch of goys, so they don't count. They're not smart.
Of course it was. But, I mean, that's really important. And by the way, to show you how this works, okay, Mayorkas is Jew, Schumer's a Jew, and all the leaders of the Trump impeachment, and which was another coup, by the way, were all Jews, like Schiff and Nadler and Engel. But also, you got to remember, Mayorkas was on the board of the, quote, Hebrew Aid Immigrant Society. Now, most of you Americans listening to this have never even heard of that before, but that's been the most prominent open borders organization in the United States of America, which boasts about their role, how they were the ones who really fought for opening our borders to changing the demographics of America and making white people a minority in this country. He was on the board of this organization. And he has specifically violated his constitutional obligations, because every sworn official of our government swears to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and enforce the laws of the United States. And the proof was right there that he was not fulfilling and prosecuting these illegal aliens, not even American citizens, who are breaking the law massively. And so we had a Jewish head of the Senate, we had a Jewish Homeland Security chief, you know, and a violation of the Constitution of the United States. We also, by the way, have laws clearly that we cannot support any country of the world with any sort of money or weapons or anything that develops nuclear weapons without being an NPT, National Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or without joining the chemical weapons provisions and all these stuff. Israel is a rogue state that hasn't joined any of these organizations.
And the American government is a rogue state for not calling them out on it.
And they're sending them our money, which we need in America for American people. And by the way, the same Democrats and the same people like Schumer and these other Jewish people who've led the immigration, who wanted $26 billion. $26 billion is three times what Trump was asking to build a wall.
Right. Yeah, what do you think about the $95 billion, the latest $95 billion that you're talking
about? Let me tell you something. The worst part about it, it's bad enough taking $95 billion from the American people in these cases and supporting this genocide, because they're just killing tens of thousands of children, little babies and little girls and little boys. And let me tell you something, folks. You all know this. If you read the New Testament, that's anti-Christian. Jesus, there's not a single genocide in the New Testament. In fact, there's the word of Jesus Christ. He said, bring the little children to me. And we're genociding. And our bombs are genociding people. And this is a state that's committed terrorism against us, the state of Israel. This is a fact. This is horrible. This is anti-Christian. We've been bombing Christian churches and other churches. And the state of Israel is the most anti-Christian. You know, we've supported the Jews. We even supported the Saudi radical Islamic rise of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We even supported Al-Qaeda in Syria. I was in Syria, so I know about Syria. You know, I was in Libya before the attacks. You know, I was in the Middle East. I was in Ukraine. I got my doctorate in Ukraine. I was in Russia working with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I want every Christian to understand something. When you or anybody says anything terrible about Russia, attacks Russia, they're attacking a nation, the only really white nation in the world that's openly defending Christianity, and who the Jews consider a mortal enemy of ours, because they overthrew the Jewish communists that killed so many millions of Russians and so many million Ukrainians and many others. And any money that goes to Ukraine, and this is the worst part, look, I'd almost rather spend, I would give a few million, I don't have any millions, but I'd rather give, you know, a few hundred dollars or whatever, $1,000, whatever my appropriate share would be, if that money would stop the slaughter of the Ukrainian young men and the Russian and stop this war. But this money that's going is just killing young Christians. It's destroying a whole generation, which is exactly
killing young white men.
Right. That's right. This is what Jews are celebrating. I mean, folks, you got to understand this. And that's why I love the stuff that James is doing, that you're doing. It's because you're willing to talk about these issues, not the only subject. But there's no question that none of this would be going on, except for the fact that Jews have supremacy, true supremacism in the United States over the New York Times, over Comcast, over MSNBC, over ABC, over CBS. Over all these institutions, over our Wikipedia, which biographies every politician, now over the search engines in Google that send you to sites that Google wants you to see. And by the way, Wikipedia is run by a self-identified Jew who also got a $1 million prize from Bar-Ilan University in Israel. Now, it's anti-David Duke. It's anti-James Edwards. All these Jewish groups like the ADL are the biggest enemies we have. Groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was set up by Jews and was absolutely still funded by Jews. All these groups. And even I even got out for the show tonight, I even got out a quick copy of the biggest Jewish museum in Europe. It's called ANU, Museum of Jewish People, right? And it has a picture of Karl Marx. Let me read you this thing real quickly so you understand what critical race theory is. Because critical race theory, critical capitalist theory, critical gender theory, which is cutting off the organs of your children and pro-homosexuality, all of these critical theories were all created by the Frankfurter School. All right, here's what it says. Frankfurt School. The Jewish intellectuals, this is April 1st, 2019, recent. Frankfurt School, the Jewish intellectuals who made the 1960s, a brief history of the ninth, in brief history. In 1930, the German Jewish philosopher Max Horkheimer appeared to load the Institute of Social Research at the University of Frankfurt, funded by then young German Jewish millionaire. Listen to this, with Marxist Horkheimer, Felix Weil, Horkheimer, all these Jews. This is what's called the Frankfurter School. Theodore Adorno, Herbert Marcuse. He says, all Marxist intellectual Jews, this was the beginning of critical theory that conservatives are always talking about, who believed that themselves to be repairing a world that would be ruled by Carl Halevi. And this is what it says. This is the Jewish website. And right in the front page, the original Jewish name of Karl Marx, same Karl Marx I was talking about the New York Times lauding. 3 decades later, 1960s, that group was dubbed the Frankfurt School, a term synonymous with critical social theory, which is race theory, gender theory, all these things which are destroying our society.
Cultural Marxism.
Totally Jews, right? So no people on earth are more dedicated to preserving their race than are the Jews. Yet even when they led supposedly egalitarian movements like communism, they made sure their tribe had absolute supremacy over the state, and they murdered anybody who dared to oppose their Jewish racist supremacist
power. Particularly white Gentiles.
Right.
We'll be right back. One final segment. Looking at the calendar right now, I first met David Duke 20 years ago this week in New Orleans, Louisiana.
And he's still learning from it.
Months prior to the beginning of the show itself.
Hey friends, James Edwards here again to remind you that Antelope Hill Publishing is America's premier provider of dissident literature. They print books that mainstream publishers are too afraid to touch, providing you with information you need to challenge the status quo. Whether your interests include contemporary dissident politics, history that would otherwise be censored or slandered, philosophy, or exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you'll find plenty to love in the Antelope Hill catalog, which includes books such as Generation 68, The Elite Revolution and Its Legacy, about the elite-driven cultural revolution of the 1960s, which transformed America. Whitey on the Moon, about the demise of the space program due to diversity. The Sword of Christ, which argues for restoring Christianity as the foundation of the West and combating heresies like Christian Zionism. Speeches by Mussolini and other historical figures, and much more. With new titles added every month, there's no doubt that they have something for everyone. So check out their catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. Callforcivility.com.
Got a few announcements I want to get to very quickly before we toss it back on the final segment to David Duke. Number one, I want to wish a happy Orthodox Easter to all of the people, all of the Orthodox celebrating Easter this weekend. I think we in the West celebrated it like 2 months ago. So it's
it's a little different calendar, the Easter calendar. I remember those days when I was in Russia.
All right, and then that's number one. Number two, I want to reiterate again very quickly, and I want to recap and then toss it back to David. David, I want to shift gears very quickly. It's very important, but I want to get to this, and I want to make sure to mention it because it literally just occurred to me in the last segment that it was 20 years ago this week that you had me down to New Orleans to talk, and that was 6 months prior to the very first broadcast of this program. I don't know who I am now, but I was certainly a nobody then, and you gave me an opportunity to come down there and meet you, and not only just meet you, but speak. And I met Sam Dixon there and Paul Fromm and so many other people who, you know, would just have so many fingerprints and people who are still such, you know, guiding lights in my life. And I want to thank you for that here and now. And then that being said,
I need to say something to you, though, before you go further.
Sure.
And no, that is, James Edward, I knew you were somebody then. I knew that you had a future. I could tell with your sincerity, with your knowledge, with you just had a sense of purity about you. I can't even put it any other way. You just had a sense you were intellectually honest and pure and courageous, and I saw those traits in you, and that's why I gave you that speaking spot, and that's why I really embraced your incredible work and tried to support you any way I could over the years. I'm so thankful for your friendship and your tremendous work for our people.
Well, thank you for that, my friend. I mean, that actually really does mean a lot. And yes, I'll never forget that week. It was a defining week in my life. I want to thank you again for that. It was a defining week in my life, and your friendship has
and that was a great week for me too, because I came out of a prison, and this was after the fact, of course, that the government, after auditing me, realized that I had to admit that I overpaid my taxes. But it was interesting because
let's get that on the record.
I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know how people, and they so welcomed me back. And I actually have had probably the most productive years of my work, my life since then. So when people think
there's 500 people there.
Yeah. Oh, we had
500. Yeah, 500 plus people there at that meeting, and you know that's unfathomable now for one of our conferences.
Yeah, and it's
because you have to do it under the shroud of secrecy and all of that. But back
yeah,
then,
and it's so critical, and you know it's amazing. I wish that all of your listeners would also contact Tucker Carlson, all these different talk shows, and say, why haven't you had David Duke on? You've interviewed everybody else. You interview Alexander Dugin. You interview Putin. David Duke is probably the best known historical figure in the country right now, alive, still alive, that was all part of that whole movement. He was even a man that worked for Solzhenitsyn. There's so many things you could talk to him about, right?
And everybody,
it would be good to have a good conversation with him. If you would do that, contact Tucker, contact him on X, do whatever. Keep urging them to invite me, and let's get a discussion. It would be doing a lot for this cause, because I think I could get on there just like we did today, and we could talk about these issues that would be very clear to people. And I think I say things in a way that's undeniable.
Well, I remember actually David had just gotten off his last appearance with Bill O'Reilly back when Bill O'Reilly was still on Fox. And I texted David literally seconds after he got off the air with Bill O'Reilly. And so, you know, David has been on all of these shows, all of them. There's not one he hasn't been on. So Tucker can do it too.
I was on Meet the Press three times. That's the longest
one anywhere.
Political talk show of the media. That's the most famous and respectable too.
Now,
three times.
Wolf Blitzer, you've been interviewed by everybody. The Today Show, you name it.
So why not Tucker? Nobody spoke with him for fear of the Jews. I'm no Jesus Christ, for God's sakes. But at least you know they're not going to speak of me, because I tell the whole truth about it, and I do it in a way that's just honest, but it's open and it's truthful, but it's got to be stated. I talk about the things that we can't talk about, and that's exactly why we should talk about them.
And especially now when things are starting to swing back to our position, you got to do it. I got to ask you this, though, because you are Louisiana's favorite son. I got to ask you two Louisiana questions. I've already got it in the archive notes, so if I don't do it, the archive notes are going to call
me a
liar. All right, two things. Number one, the secession of St. George from Baton Rouge. I want your take on that. And then MAGA Mike Johnson. He's a fellow Louisiana, and I want to get your take on St. George and MAGA Mike.
And third, are you thinking about reentering the political
I think we should send MAGA Mike on extended vacation for exile to Israel, where he belongs. He sold out America to a foreign nation that committed terrorism against America. Israel attacked the USS ship. The USS Liberty killed 34 Americans. There's no question it was not a mistaken identity. The numbers were on the side of the ship. Israel's attacked us with terrorist operations against the retired community in Egypt, tried to blame the Egyptians. And they also had the most damaging spy in American history. Israel's not been our friend. Israel also led us into the Iraq war based on lies, which caused the death of how many people? Americans, thousands, as well as injuries to our people. I mean, this is traitorous what he's done. And he supported these other acts. It's unbelievable.
According to Sean Hannity, our best ally, with friends like that who need
to If we could banish somebody from a state, he should be banished from Louisiana for sure.
All right. How about LSU? You're an LSU alum, Baton Rouge. You got the white part of Baton Rouge breaking off. The Louisiana Supreme Court says they can 4-3. What are you making of that as a son of that state?
I think that's fine. And if you got to use whatever thing they offer you. And you know, I don't mind if the language is mild and they're just talking about if they want to divide it off on economic grounds or whatever grounds. Because if you try to say it about race, they won't let you do that.
Which is the real reason.
A win is a win is a win.
Well, that's the real reason.
Eventually, we have to understand something really clearly. And this is what you tell to the Palestinians, you know, this is what you tell the liberals, you know, right? So why are you standing up for the rights of the Palestinians to exist, not be eliminated in their own country, not be dispossessed in their own countries? And by the way, the same New York Times that supports Israel and everything is the same New York Times that says, quote, in their headlines, "We shall replace them." That ran that story about Donald Trump right before the last election saying, quote, "Trump's last stand for white America." Like, that's evil. Could you imagine anybody? So people have to understand that it doesn't make any sense. Every people on this earth want to preserve their own heritage. It doesn't mean we should be enslaving others, hurting others, oppressing others. Of course not. But we all have a right to maintain the heritage of our country. Jews came in and took other people's lands that's lived there for thousands of years. And they had no right to do this. And they've murdered tens of thousands of children. And I guarantee you, any true Christian, if they saw a little boy or girl being, say, manhandled by a 30-year-old guy or a 20-year-old guy or whatever, or a woman, and they were choking a little child on a lawn or killing them or, you know, cutting off their arm or leg or blowing them up or whatever, any Christian that was a true Christian would say, that has to stop. That's wrong. And if Israel is right to do what they're doing in Gaza, then think about the fact that the October 7th, the terrible atrocities they talk about Hamas, a grand total, according to the Israeli government, children that died in that attack, which is mainly against military installations, were only 36 Israeli children out of 1,000, right? 1,200, I guess. So the truth is every Jewish raid into Palestine has killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women and children, thousands in many, many cases before this. So if this is a Hamas terrorist organization and they should be dismantled and the Gazans should be murdered by the tens of thousands, on that logic, then Israel should be. I don't think Israel should be killed and the Israeli government. What I'm saying is that everything is an hypocrisy today because Jews are the real supremacy in our society. And even Jewish organizations are now talking about the word my book is titled, Jewish Supremacism, and they're using that word because that's the threat. And by the way, I'll say one more thing to our good friends, and that is, the truth is, the Jews are the real Nazis. I'm talking about the Hollywood representation of Nazis, because the Hollywood representation of Nazis is the very worst presentation that these damn communist Jews in Hollywood can represent of the Germans. The Germans were Christian people. They weren't bad people. In fact, many Jews are even talking about the fact that Israel is far more radical and hateful about Palestinians than the Germans were about Jews. No German would have ever got up on their media or on a radio or anything and said, we got to kill Jewish children, because the German people wouldn't stand for that. But you have the heads of Israel saying we got to kill every man, woman, and children, which is exactly what Netanyahu did, right?
The Amalekites, supposedly.
Yeah, the Amalekites. So, I mean, the truth is, you know, Roger Waters is right. There's no question about it. Israel is a Nazi state. But it's not German national. So it's not the Germans who were just basically white nationalists, by the way. It's not like the Germans were. It's the Hollywood version of it. It's the very worst, most murderous, corrupt versions of Nazis that they produce in every one of these movies.
Well, it's exactly like George Patton said. George Patton was our best general in World War II, and he said, we fought the war on the wrong side. We should have joined the fascists to defeat the communists rather than joining the communists.
So if you want to know who the real Nazis are and the evil of Israel, just look at a Hollywood, movie about Nazis, and just look at that. That's what Israel is, and that's what Jewish world control is all about.
Well, they're making those movies. All right,
DavidDuke.com. Inglorious bastards.
DavidDuke.com. And I got to tell you very quickly, David, James and Todd, not me, but another James and Todd, right here, local listeners, wanted me to be sure to tell you hello from them to you, and I'm delivering that message now. And thank you for being on.
Thank you,
us
James
tonight.
And Todd.
And,
take care.
And for James and Keith, for David Duke, and our other guest this evening, we will see you next week. We're back to business as usual. And what kind of business is that? This is it.
Tell them the truth about the Jewish supremacists.
DavidDuke.com, everybody. Good night. God bless you. We'll see you next week. If Jesus tarries and the creeks don't rise.